Good evening. This is the Hipster Mama, and on tonight's show, we're going to talk about something. Okay, just bringing the volume up. Okay, and so on tonight's show, we're just going to talk about some of the benefits of being a stay-at-home mom. One of the reasons I'm doing this podcast tonight is because I was looking at a few different YouTube videos today, and many of them dealt with homemaking and some of the advantages of being a stay-at-home mom. And also, and also, there were some videos in which some stay-at-home moms talked about some of the depression that they feel at times. They are also not too happy with the way that they are viewed by society nowadays. They talked about how a lot of times people view stay-at-home moms as wasting their education if they were college graduates before they became stay-at-home moms, or maybe. Some in our society feel that stay-at-home moms may be wasting their previous work experience, or they may be missing out on their prime years of earning a really great income and gaining influence in the workplace. And some people wonder why stay-at-home moms traded all of that in order to become full-time parents to their kids and to be there for their families and be homemakers. And tonight, I just wanted to just give my take on that because I'm also a stay-at-home mom. And so even though I work from home, the majority of my time is caring for my little 3-year-old girl. And I just want to talk about some of the just the many benefits of being a stay-at-home mom. And also just a rundown of a lot of the work that they do, because it is truly hard work. You know, parenting itself is hard work. And especially if you're in a house with for majority of the time, you're not getting out a whole lot. You can experience burnout. You can experience depression. You start to have doubts about whether this is something you really want to do. Even though deep down you know you feel this is something that you are led to do. For those who are Christians, they may feel that God led them to become stay-at-home moms. So even with that, there are times when they experience doubt, and especially when they go through periods of burnout. So in tonight's episode, we're just going to talk about some of the benefits of being a stay-at-home mom, and just the contributions that they bring to their household and even the community at large. A lot of times we think as stay-at-home moms, those of us who are, we think that our influence is just within our, is only towards our loved ones and maybe extended family members or friends. But actually, stay-at-home moms they contribute a lot even to the community, and I'm going to discuss some of that as well. So let's get right into the episode. Okay. So one benefit of being a stay-at-home mom is just the incredible amount of time that you can spend nurturing and training your children. And when I talk about child rearing and training, I'm not just talking about raising kids as they are as kids. Yeah, yes, we are raising little ones. If we're toddlers or if they're elementary school age children, or if you're raising teenagers as a stay-at-home mom, yes, you're raising teenagers. But what I'm trying to say is we are actually raising future adults. We are raising them to be mature, responsible. For those of us who are Christians, we are raising them to have a desire to follow Christ in everything that they do and to serve God. So, and just that in itself, just spiritual training in itself is a lot of hard work as well. And so, in addition to molding their character, and a lot of that is training their hearts rather than just focusing on their outward behaviors. A lot of times as stay-at-home moms, we're trying to focus on their heart attitudes. We're trying to focus on molding their attitudes, shaping their attitudes in such a way that it would be right, and that we would train them in on the right straight and narrow path. And a lot of times that comes with tears, a lot of discipline, that comes with frustration, it comes with insecurities about yourself as a mom. Then there are times when you lose patience and you might yell at your children from time to time. I'm just getting real, that happens. You might lash out at them, you might lash out at your kids for reasons that have nothing to do with anything that they did. It's just your own burnout that you experience as a stay-at-home mom, and that is a real thing that happens. And so back to what I was saying, you are molding, what you are doing is molding a future generation. So when stay-at-home moms are at home teaching their kids manners, teaching them how to set the table, how to wash dishes, how to sort the clothes by color, and showing them that the ways of God through the scriptures are teaching them how to cook, how to clean properly, how to do proper hygiene, all of those different life skills, in addition to academics if they're homeschooling, as well as staying home with the kids. All of that combined is it, this is so what's really involved in the life of a stay-at-home mom is character development in their children. I would say that is one of the primary roles of a stay-at-home mom is molding the character in the hearts of their children and turning their hearts towards the Lord if the mom is a Christian, as I am as well. That's one of the things that I've really liked to do with my daughter, and she's only 3 now, but I still believe that character development should begin as early as possible, and I'm sure many stay-at-home moms feel this way too. So that would be at the top of the list as far as one of the main benefits of having a stay-at-home mom is that there's a parent that's always going to be a parent at home to mold the character of their child in the right direction. And so I'm going to move on to the next benefit. Another benefit is that there'll be less chaos in the home as far as the cleanliness, as far as home household management, and that goes beyond just the house staying clean. Of course, that's one of the benefits, but also even with finances, many times if you're a stay-at-home mom, your spouse might have you in charge of paying, making sure that the bills are paid on time. So that in itself is a part of household management, because the finances have a lot to do with the running of a household. So that's a part of it. But in addition to that, there's in other words, there's always someone there who will keep the house running smoothly and in order as much as possible, in a reasonable way. That I have to say, sometimes as a stay-at-home mom, if you have especially if you have toddlers, or and even if you have, especially if you have multiple kids, the house can get chaotic, and there's just maybe times when it's almost impossible to keep the entire house spotless. It just doesn't always happen. There are times when you may have to just shove a pizza in the freezer, and that'll be the dinner, or you end up eating breakfast for dinner. Those days happen, but overall, another benefit of being a stay-at-home mom is that she maintains a well-run household. Things are in order from the finances all the way to how clean the house looks, and even all the way down to the meal preparation. For the stay-at-home moms who are into meal planning, even the meals are organized. So all of that combined, as far as household management, a lot of house that's a lot of one. So that's one of another benefit of having a stay-at-home mom there in a home with the children is that there'll always be a well-maintained household, although imperfect at times, but still in a reasonable way well-maintained. So another benefit of a stay-at-home mom too is also, I would say, also the education of the children if she is homeschooling. And that's I actually do another episode on homeschooling alone, which I'll do at a later time. But if the stay-at-home mom is into homeschooling, if that's what she chooses to do, that's another benefit of being a stay-at-home mom is that you get to be involved in the education and academic aspect of training your children. And the thing about homeschooling is that you don't even have to pay high prices for homeschool curriculum nowadays. Because of the internet, you can print out different worksheets, coloring pages. You can buy used books from Facebook Marketplace, eBay, on online thrift stores. You can go to Goodwill in person and pick out inexpensive children's books that are educational, that will teach your little ones all the basic concepts like the alphabet, addition and subtraction, long division, multiplication problems, timetables, all of those basic concepts that kids usually learn in school. So I would say another benefit of being a stay-at-home mom is also she can also educate her kids at home if she decides to do homeschooling. So I decided to toss that in as a benefit. And then there's one other benefit of being a stay-at-home mom is that you also you and like you might not see the you may not see the fruit of your labor right then and there, but there are moments when you see it in your children. For example, if you've been training your child for quite a few months his manners. If you've been teaching him, excuse me, please, thank you. It's just a joy that comes that springs up in you when you see your child do this on his own without you even having to coach him, without you having to tell him. He just automatically says thank you. He automatically says please or excuse me or may I. Or if you've been training him how to do some cleaning in the kitchen, and you walk in and he just does it on his own without you even having to really go through any of the steps with him, but he just automatically does it. He You see him wiping down the tables, you see him doing dishes, you see him even trying to fit a sandwich by himself because you were teaching him some recipes that he can make on his own that are age appropriate, and you see him do the same things that you've been training him to do on his own without you having to nag, without you having to really get on him so much. Now that periodically you will have to do that to get to really make sure that you drive the lessons home, and there are times when discipline is necessary. But when you but the joy that you have when you see your child getting what you were trying to teach him, when you see that they finally got it, and they're understanding things, and they want to learn more. They ask you more questions about what you've been teaching them, the different life lessons, all the life skills that you've been teaching them for years and years, and then they want to learn more. It brings joy to your heart. It just makes you feel good. And just to know that you were involved in that training, that you were that child's primary caretaker. You're the one that first taught him to walk, talk, how to write his name, how to identify animals or just different people all around him, and to know that you were a part of that, and that responsibility wasn't passed off to another person, but you were there to witness that. You were there to witness all of his milestones, the first steps, the first words, the first time the baby smiled. You're being there to see that, and that is just another benefit of stay-at-home motherhood, is that you get to witness a lot of those milestones, and many times you may have taken pictures of a lot of these milestones, and you can look back to those pictures and say, I remember all of those years. And so that is another benefit right there. And also another thing I want to discuss that I think is a really important benefit of being a stay-at-home mom too. It's just the flexibility. You don't have to, if you don't feel like leaving the house at 5 a.m., you don't really have to do it. If you don't want to leave your house till 2 p.m., to run your errands, that would be okay because you're spending a lot of the time at home, and you don't have to worry about punching in and clocking out, and you don't have to worry about missing out on your kids' piano recital, dance recital, any sporting events because you have to stay late for work. You can go to your child's events guilt-free, and that is just one of the that's another benefit of stay-at-home motherhood, is that you get to attend different events that your kids are involved with without having to rush back home to get to work, or if it's the weekends, you can have you have a lot more. You have just about every weekend off now when you become a stay-at-home mom, because you don't have to worry about, oh, do I have to, oh, I'm just gonna squeeze in this much time because I have to be at work at 4. And I'm just gonna and while I'm on this benefit, I'm just gonna share some backstory with me. At the previous job that I had, I every Saturday I had to work double shifts. I would go to work in the morning, I'll say between 9 and 11, sometimes as late as 1 p.m. And I wouldn't have that much time with my daughter, so because I would probably get home between 11 a.m. and maybe 1 p.m. I would only have enough time to eat lunch and to play with her outside in the yard, give her lunch, and we have time to chat and go through some lessons together. But because I had to hurry back to work at 4, between or sometimes and on some Saturdays it would be as early as 3:30. So basically every Saturday I was working at my previous job, and that was one of the things that really motivated me to begin my transition towards working from home full time and staying home with my daughter. That was one of the motivations. I wanted to have more weekends off. I noticed in my previous job I hardly had any Saturdays off. I was off Sunday, but I had to work Friday afternoon. A lot of my work, my schedule was in the afternoons. I worked mainly in the afternoons going into the early evening hours, but on Saturdays it was always an all day thing, and so I got really tired of it. And now that I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom. I'm really happy that now I get weekends. I have every weekend off to have the quality time that's necessary with my daughter and to take time off for myself and to get a little me time as well. So I would say that is another really great benefit of stay-at-home motherhood. And with that said, we're gonna have a little break and we're gonna come back and discuss this some more. Welcome back. I'm the Hipster Mama, and tonight we're just talking about stay-at-home motherhood, some of the benefits of it, and a variety of other different issues surrounding that. So in this segment, we're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about an issue that is real among many stay-at-home moms, and that is stay-at-home mom burnout or depression. It is something that happens quite a bit among stay-at-home moms. And so in this segment, we're just going to talk about that and how we can overcome the burnout that we often feel for those of us who are stay-at-home moms. I recently had a bout with burnout not too long ago. And so so I'm just going to discuss a little bit of that now. As a stay-at-home mom, a lot of times our duties are endless. Everything from meal prep, cooking, cleaning, dealing with our children's attitudes. So a lot of times if we have toddlers, many times they decide to have tantrums for reasons that we don't always know why. We wonder why they keep having tantrums when we're trying to give and give of ourselves, and we play with them, we're trying to teach them lessons, we take them outside, we might fix them their favorite snack, and even with all of that, they seem to be ungrateful at times. And they So instead of expressing their gratitude in a nice way by having a positive attitude and behaving, they turn to tantrums instead. So you have that to deal with as a stay-at-home mom. And then if your spouse seems to not appreciate your efforts, it could make things a lot worse. And then there's the loneliness of being a stay-at-home mom as well. Many times it's hard to reach out and find other mommy friends if you're not always able to get out and about on a regular basis. So that can add to the loneliness, the isolation, and then the doubt starts to creep in. Because just as I mentioned in the previous segment, a lot of times because we deal with burnout and we get frustrated with our role from time to time, we start to feel insecure about ourselves as moms. We wonder, am I doing this right? What am I doing wrong? Is there something that needs to be changed? Do I need to change our routine? Am I disciplining too much? Am I a little too lenient with the children? What is going on? And so we have these insecurities, but then there's doubt that creeps in. We start to ask ourselves, is this really what we signed up for? Is this really what we want? And a lot of that has its roots in burnout. A lot of times we and then another thing that we do, we tend to give from it. Not it does happen all the time, but there are times when we neglect self-care. And so when we forget to take time out for ourselves, even in the smallest of ways. I'm not just talking about leaving a house or bringing your kids to the grandparents or having a babysitter where you can just go to the spa, spend hours at the hairdresser, or go on a shopping spree at a mall. Because not all stay-at-home moms are able to do that kind of self-care in that way. But just something just as simple as being able to have time to yourself, to maybe to writing a journal or taking a longer bath than normal, if you're able to just sit down and meditate. Even if you have to cry for a while, there are times when, as every mom knows, especially those who are stay-at-home moms, there are days when you just want to go in your bathroom and shed a lot of tears. You want to run for a while. You just want to get away from it all temporarily. You just want to breathe. You want a breather. You just want to have some time for yourself, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes. And that can really make a difference too. Just to have that time for self-care. I don't mean in a selfish way, but just where you can just take that extra time to yourself, maybe to pamper yourself, give yourself a pedicure, a manicure, or if you have your favorite bath scrub, body wash, just have a nice bath in that. Or even if it's buying your favorite box of gourmet gourmet chocolates, or make yourself a nice snack while the baby's napping, or while the other kids are outside in the yard playing. Just things like that could really lift your spirits up when you're going through a period of burnout. So I find that things like that help a lot too. Also, for those of us who are Christians, prayer is especially vital to your life as a stay-at-home mom, because there are times when you start to feel clueless about how to handle certain situations with your children. Maybe you're going over their homework, and they don't seem to be getting a concept, and you're trying every different book. You've gone to the library to try to see which books will work best for helping your kids with a certain subject. You've tried tutors, and then that does not seem to work, and now you feel like you're going to pull your hair out. Or you may be raising a teenager that decides to do a lot of back talk with you, and then and they're just breaking curfews left and right. They don't want to hear the wisdom that you're trying to give them. For situations like that, this is where prayer comes in. You want to pray that the Lord will give you wisdom as to how to best handle the situations that come up with your child, because these situations come up. The situations that are really tough, even if you're praying while with tears in your eyes, that's still okay. Even if you are writing in a prayer journal, you're writing down scriptures, and you're just seeking the Lord for answers, because you're out of options. You just don't know what else to do. You've tried so many other options. You tried to do the right thing and do things in a godly manner, and yet you're wondering what's going wrong. You hit a wall, so to speak. And that alone can lead to burnout. And so prayer is also important in that, and your journey as a mom, and also it's very helpful in getting over the burnout that you feel. And it doesn't help that society in general is now see it, it, I see a trend that I don't this is a trend I don't like, but what I'm seeing now is a trend where stay-at-home moms are now being viewed in a negative light, even in some ways in a vitriolic way, in a way that I find disturbing at times. The way that they're viewed as those who are just wasting time, or in other words, some have even described them as lazy. Some have described them as not contributing to society. Well, that's not true, because when you're a stay-at-home mom, you are raising future leaders. You might be raising future homemakers themselves if you're raising a daughter. You could be raising future doctors or lawyers, maybe even politicians or businessmen. It could be entrepreneurs you're raising. So, and you want and you want, but even more important than that, you're raising future adults who will be mature, who will have strong character, who will embrace morality, who will treat everyone with respect, who will, you're raising people who you hope would grow up to be selfless and not selfish. And so all of those different character traits, all of that helps our community. So in a sense, stay-at-home moms do contribute. So I don't understand the backlash that stay-at-home moms are receiving nowadays, and homemakers in general. It's as if we view that as just such bad things, as it's just, oh, it's just, it's nothing. It's just so, it's just whatever. It's just somebody home with kids. And when stay-at-home moms have to hear that, hear these kinds of messages through social media, newspapers, or even good friends, or even their family members, they will get discouraged, and many times this can lead to burnout too. And if you are a stay-at-home mom, and you've heard this from and you are hearing these same messages from friends and relatives, or if you scroll through social media, if you read magazines and you hear these kinds of messages that portray stay-at-home moms in that kind of way, as if they're not important, you want to block those messages out of your mind, because this is just gonna make your burnout worse. Know that what you're doing is an important work. What you are doing may not be in a world's eyes or in our society's eyes as significant as someone who is climbing the corporate ladder. What you do may not be viewed as award-winning or anything major or anything significant or anything that's trustworthy. But the most important thing is that you need to know is that God sees what you do every day. He sees you even when you are washing dishes. He sees when you are changing those diapers for the 30th time. He sees you when you're trying to calm your little toddler down while he's having a complete meltdown and tantrum, and you're wondering what's causing that. He sees you when you are trying to teach talk to your teenagers about God's design for sexuality and what God's word says about that. He sees all of those seeds that you are trying to plant in your children. So even if society doesn't think what you're doing is worth much, this is from one stay-at-home mom to the next. What you're doing is amazing. You are doing a fantastic job. You are doing a work that is far more important than anything that what our society nowadays considers wonderful and a great accomplishment. And so I just wanted to say that you're not alone. You are not alone. There are many, many other stay-at-home moms who also feel burnout and who also feel as if society just doesn't see what they do as important. And I'm just here to tell you, it is important. Don't let social media, don't let Instagram, don't let Facebook, don't let Hollywood determine your true worth. Don't let them put poor these messages in your head where they would tell you, oh, homemaking, oh no, that's setting women back hundreds of years and so on and so on. That just isn't true. There is a lot of value in homemaking. There is value in creating a safe space for your children, for your spouse, or if you're like me, a single stay-at-home mom, you're providing a safe space for your child, and you are doing that to the best of your ability. Yes, you're going to fail at times. You will do it imperfectly, and that is okay too, because you as long as you repent of of the times that you have sinned against your children. And you seek God's forgiveness, you can get back up and you can keep going and you can just stay on that path and keep loving on your children, keep loving on your spouse, and just keep on doing what God is calling you to do. And I just want to tell you, don't give up. And I experienced burnout too at times. There are times that actually wasn't too long ago that I went through a period of burnout. And I'm just coming out of it. It does happen. It's a real thing, and it's unfortunate that our society adds to that by making the work we do, make it appear insignificant when the opposite is true. So with that said, I'm just going to talk about some ways you can overcome the burnout. One thing you can do is switch up your routine. Sometimes it's just good to just switch things up with your routine and not stay in the same routine that you've had for the past few months or so. For example, if you're one that gets up pretty early around maybe, I guess between 6 and 8 a.m., you may want to switch your routine up when you can sleep a little later. Maybe you're someone who needs extra rest, or maybe you're going through a season in your life where you might need extra rest. So if that's your situation, maybe you want to consider sleeping in a little later, maybe getting up at between 9 and 10 rather than 6 and 8 a.m. if you really feel like this is a season where you might need extra rest. Also, you might want to schedule a few more schedule a little bit more time out the house, although that may be hard to do, and you know it's not something you have to do every day. That's not necessary, but if you can get maybe 2 or 3 days, or even 2 days out of the house, and it doesn't have to be to a restaurant or a coffee house. It could be even if you're running an errand, if you're going to the nearest playground with your child, or if you have multiples or more than one with the children. If it's bringing them to the playground for a few hours, maybe twice a week, and maybe going at a time when you normally wouldn't go, like maybe between hours of 2 and 4 p.m. And those are probably good hours too, because that is when a lot of the other kids get out of school. And then your kids can have some playmates, and they can just play with the other kids while you just sit on the bench and just have some time to relax and to soak up the fresh air and clear your mind while your kids are playing at the playground. So that's another good way to gradually work your way out of the burnout. Also, keeping a journal helps. If you want to write, it could be a prayer journal, or if it's just another journal, just to write down your thoughts of how you're feeling, and just to collect your thoughts and to just go through a time of reflection. That's always good too, as well. And it also helps to reach out. If you have friends who are also stay-home moms, don't hesitate to call them and talk about the things that you are going through right now. Maybe they have some really good advice, or maybe they can visit, or you can visit them, and you can just talk to some of your mommy friends if you have any, and they can help you through whatever the different issues you might be dealing with. Maybe just to be a good, maybe you just need someone to listen. Maybe not to always give you advice, but just someone who can show empathy, someone who's compassionate, a friend who'll be a shoulder to cry on when you're not able to, especially if you're not able to leave the house for a period of time, and you're just struggling, and you want to reach out. Another thing you can do is, there are also different online groups for stay-at-home moms on Facebook and Twitter, and also some mommy blogs even have forums where you can also can communicate with other moms, and just to get encouragement in this journey. So that's another way you can overcome the stay-at-home mom burnout. And it also doesn't hurt to talk to your spouse about how you're feeling. With marriage, is supposed to be where you are where you trust each other enough to be vulnerable with each other in a marriage. And so that's another thing you will also, I think, will help too. If you're married, you can talk to your spouse about some of the things you're dealing with, and maybe you can come to maybe you can discuss together different ways how you can make some changes in the routine. Maybe delegate some of your tasks to the older children, or even hire a housekeeper, or hire someone to come and help out with the cleaning if it becomes too overwhelming for you during this season of life right now. So that's another option for you. And so with that said, we're going to take another break, and we're going to wrap it up. All right. Once again, this is the Hipster Mama, and tonight we've just been talking about stay-at-home motherhood, some of the benefits of that, and also the stay-at-home mom burnout that many stay-at-home moms experience from time to time. And so for the final segment, I'm just gonna request just some comments from the listeners. If you are a stay-at-home mom and you experience stay-at-home mom burnout, if you've experienced that, you can send in your comments on how you've overcome that. Also, if you are a veteran stay-at-home mom, in other words, if you've done it for maybe 10 or more years, I'd like to hear from you. You can send in your messages about how you manage your time as a stay-at-home mom, and what were some of the joys and also some of the pains of stay-at-home motherhood that you experienced. I'm really interested to know how other stay-at-home moms how they do stay-at-home motherhood, because this right now I have a 3-year-old, so I have many years to go of this. So I would really like to know how seasoned stay-at-home moms do it. How do you organize your routine? How do you do meal planning as a stay-at-home mom? And I'm also interested in hearing from homeschooling moms. If you are a homeschooling stay-at-home mom, I'd like to hear from you as well, because I'm strongly leaning towards homeschooling my little girl. So for any mom, any stay-at-home moms who are homeschooling moms as well, I'd like to hear from you too. I especially like to hear, how did you come to embrace homeschooling? What made you decide to homeschool your child? How do you do curriculum? What curriculum do you use? How do you manage your time? What kind of schedule do you have in general for life as a homeschooling mom? And if you are a stay-at-home dad, I'd like to hear from you as well. I know mainly this episode was dealing with stay-at-home moms, but I know that there is also a rise in stay-at-home dads. So I would also like to hear from you, and just to hear your perspective on stay-at-home parenthood, also from a stay-at-home dad's perspective. If you are a single stay-at-home mom, I would especially like to hear from you, because I'm in a in that position right now. So if there's any other single stay-at-home moms, maybe you work from home or you work on a part-time basis, I would like to hear from you just to share your thoughts on what it's like being a single stay-at-home mom. What motivated you to begin that journey towards becoming a full-time parent? How do you manage to do it while still staying afloat financially? What are some streams of income that you now use so that you can stay home with your children as a single mom? So I would be interested to hear comments from all stay-at-home parents of diverse situations. It doesn't matter. I just like to hear from you, and just to get your points of view, because I'm always interested in hear what other listeners have to say about this topic. And with that said, I'm going to close out tonight's episode. Once again, thanks for listening, and you can send in your comments, and I like that, because I would be very interested to know how those who are stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads, or if you're a single stay-at-home mom, I'd like to know how you manage that in your household. How do you feel about that? And you can all you can share not just the joys of that, but you can also share some of the burnout experiences that you've had. You can talk about maybe some of the sacrifices that you've made financially so that you can stay home, and how do you and how does that work? And just I'm just interested in hearing from the listeners regarding this. And until the next podcast, everyone have a blessed night.